So once again, page 80, Perek Shvi'i. Title of the Perek is Hashpo'as HaKochavim, the influence of the stars. And influence here is a good word, but it also means that which they emanate forth down into our world, as we'll see in the Ramcha. Morning, how are you? Letter Aleph. Hine. Kvar be'arnu b'chelik rishon. We have already explained earlier in the Sefer, shakol inyanei ha'gashami, that all physical reality, shorasham hu b'kofos ha'nivdalim, they have their root and their source up above in higher spiritual forces. So we have been discussing this for many weeks, that those forces up in Shemayim, which are the source Kochos for reality, they're called Kochos in the Ramchal's language, and that's our reality in a spiritual realm, a reflection of our reality in the spiritual realm, or vice versa, and that there are thousands and thousands and thousands of these levels of reality. They start up at the highest level and gradually chain down. We call that Hishtal Shulus, until finally we have here the physical world. So that's up there in the Kochos HaNivdalim, in those higher, literally separate forces. Separate means they're not attached to a physical body. They're spiritual beings. Va'amnam, moreover, Shem Mishtarshim Ha'inyanim Ha'ele, there, up above, in these higher worlds, everything from here is rooted. B'chol HaDrachim Shetzrichim L'Hishtaresh, in all manners which are necessary for them to be rooted. So it's all-encompassing. Whatever needs to happen down here is rooted up there. V'acharkach tzrichim le'otek. And up, however, following that, meaning after their existence up there, following their existence there in spiritual reality, they have to be transferred. The word le'otek means to be transferred. V'limasheich, and to be brought forth el hagashmius, to physical reality. And we mentioned also before that that's done through malachim. Malachim are the beings which take down the spiritual forces and bring them down here, all under Hashem's hashgacha. B'tzura shetzirichim limatzebo. And everything is within the form and structure that it needs to be in. Hashem made it all just right. V'hine. Litzorech zeh, for the purpose of this structure and for all of those forces to come down, send down what needs to be sent here, huchanu ha-galgalim b'kochaveyan. The planets and the stars, meaning all heavenly bodies, were arranged and prepared by Hashem. Now this is a new idea for us. We have not touched on this level of the Hishtal Shalus process. What we did say is the highest level are the kochos. The malachim bring the kochos downward. They help usher them down into our world. But there's one level at the very, you might say, bottom of the chain, right above us, which is the stars and the planets, the heavenly bodies. Now we look at them, they're physical too, up there. But we'll see, we're talking about them in a dual way. Shabohem ubesibos ubesibuvehem. That through them, through these stars and planets, and their sibuvim, right, their orbits. Everything out there in the Shemayim is orbiting and moving around according to amazing patterns. Nimshachim v'ne'atokim kol osam ha'inyanim. All the things that need to be transferred and brought forth here are brought forth. Shenishtorshu v'nizmenu l'mala b'ruchnias. Everything that's rooted high up there in spiritual olamos, el hagashmius po l'mata, comes down here through the heavenly bodies, through the stars and the planets, including the sun and the moon. Va'omdim po batsura haru'uya, and then they stand here in their proper form. Va'omnam, moreover, minyan ha-kochavim, the number of stars which are out there in Shemayim, which is in, who knows, millions and billions of stars, Umadrego Sehem, and their various levels, L'chomach L'ko Sehem, and their divisions and various different categories, Hayu Kefi Ma Shero Asa HeChachma HeElyona HeYoso Tzarich V'Na'us El HaHe'atei Kazeh Shozacharnu. A statement that the Ramchal makes many times, the exact number of stars and their patterns and their orbits, it's all according to that which Hashem saw fitting in His wisdom, that which was necessary to transfer those forces down here. Doesn't tell us how many, doesn't tell us why, what they look like, just God knows what He's doing, right? So He made the number of stars and what they do and the planets and what they do in the constellations all to bring down that last level of Hashpa. So what He's saying here is that the earth, where we live, Olam Hazeh, that the earth is the bottom of the chain, and at the very top of this physical reality where we live, the sun, the stars, all those planets, they, through them, all those spiritual forces are taking their last step down into our world. And each one of them is necessary, some in great, vast ways, like the sun, others in much more minor ways, but they're all of them necessary. And all of the midos, kochos, events, activities that come down here into our world, the last step before they arrive is it's funneled through the stars, the planets, all the heavenly bodies. That's the funnel. So we get a little bit of an idea, as we'll touch on in a moment, as the chachma of astronomy and astrology as well, in a certain way. Vehine, nishpa min ha-kochavim. It is emanated forth from the stars. When he says stars here, he means everything up there, all of the planets and heavenly bodies. Koach ha-kiyum, the power, the ability to exist, El ho-atzamim ha-gashmim, transfers down into physical reality and physical entities, she-tachtehim, which are below them, she-al yideihim ne-etak inyonam, that through the stars and the planets, everything is transferred down, mi-bechinoso lamala b'sharashim, from its place up there, up above, in higher olamos, el-bechinoso lamata, to their place down here in our world. So this is the part of Hishtalshelus we did not learn about yet. I'll just say it again. We talked about Kochos up here, Malachim transferring down into our world. But right there are the stars, planets, things that are up there in the heavens that bring down the final level of Hashpa'ah to us. I'll get to you in just one second because there are a lot of things to definitely ask about this. But he'll touch on a few of them that may answer the question, then I'll take some. Letter base. Ve'ulam, od inyon echad, chakak habori yisporach shemo b'kochavim ho'ele. There's another thing that Hashem impressed upon these stars and planets. Vahu, and that is, shegam, okay, excuse me, shegam kein inyone mikre hageshamim umasigeyem, that the things which occur in our world, mikrim are things that happen, events in our world, not just things, not just entities, but events. Achare shehu chanu lamala, after they've been prepared upstairs in higher olamos, yimashchu al yideihem lamata, they will be brought down through the stars into our world. Ba'oso hatsura shetzrichim likros lahem, in that form which is necessary to occur. So derech mashal, for example, hachayim, life, ha'osher, wealth, hechachma, wisdom, hazera, children, ukayotze, and similarly, kol eile ho'inyanim muchanim lamala b'shorashim. All of these things are prepared up there in higher olamos, the ne'atakim lamata, and then they're transferred down to us, ba'anafim, the branches, the extensions, b'tzura ha'ru'uya al yidei ha'kochav, in the exact way that needs to come down through a particular star or planet or constellation. V'zeh b'machlokos yiduos, and there are different divisions and patterns. U'b'kibutzi miyuchadim, and different gatherings of stars that allow for a certain kind of hashpa'a to come through. Shehu chakol lohem, and it was all established for them. The sibuvim yiduim, and orbits, circuits which are known, meaning known by Hashem, in order for these things to be carried out. The nispalgu b'nehem, and it was distributed amongst all of the patterns and orbits of all the heavenly bodies. It was distributed amongst them, kol hamikrim hakorim es hagashamim l'minehem, all possible and any possible event and occurrence. Everything is possible. Hashem oversaw everything and knows that this kind of occurrence comes down this way and another one comes down that way. V'niksharu hagashamim kulam tacha shulitusan, and we here in physical reality, we are connected here and bound to that under the shlita, you might say the authority of what comes down, kefi sidreim, according to their orders, lehishadesh bohem, kefi ma shayushpa min ha-ma'aracha, in order to bring down new into the world that which is emanating forth from these patterns, lefi ha-kishur shayizkashur bo kol ish vo-ish, and according to the connection that each and every person is bound to. So let's just say, for example, you look up in the sky and we see something that we all know, the Big Dipper or things like that, general patterns that we are familiar with, those are purposeful. That the particular way in which they appear in the sky is meant to be that way, and where they stand and the position that they're in is for a reason, that whatever mikra, whatever occurrence is coming down through those particular groups of stars comes down that way. Then you look at another place in the star, in the sky, and the stars there have a different pattern, and hundreds and thousands of patterns. In addition to that, you have constellations, 12 different mazolos that are up there in the sky. They rise and they fall. Each month has its own constellation, and there's a siman for that, there's a symbol for that. I'm talking about in Yiddishkeit, there's a symbol for these things. And each constellation, each mazol, has the general koach and midah of what's going to come down into the world in that month. It's month specific. So Nisan has a mazel, Iyar has a mazel, everyone has it. And that pattern up there in Shemayim is meant to be just like that, rising and falling as it does in a certain form at a certain time, to deliver what needs to be delivered down here. Now we can't even imagine, because we know that there are things out there in the heavens that we've never even seen, that they're so many millions and billions of light years away, but they all have a purpose. Every single one has a purpose. And just like there are things under the ocean that we've never seen, and they are purposeful down here, there are things up there that we've never seen or identified, and they all are part of the pattern through which Hashem delivers that which is in the highest worlds down here into our world. So the tzura would be kochos up here, highest spiritual forces. That's the source of everything. Of course, meaning to say Hashem created that. Hashem is the source, but in the created universe, that's the source of everything. Malachim take it down, all the way down, 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 until these planets, constellations, and that last step, in all of their various forms, comes down into us, into our world, just the way it has to come down. Okay, so a couple of questions. Yes, please, Sharna.
So, each person has a mazel also?
Yeah, there's a mazel for a person and a collective mazel.
Is that related to, like, one star? Is that related to a constellation? Does that, I just learned this morning, actually, that someone can actually, like, change your mazel. And someone said, like, I was discussing something with my sister, like, Nebuchadnezzar, a baby was born and died right away. So was that like the mazel that baby was like destined through that mazel, because the baby didn't know our babies or anything like that.
Right.
Like, through that mazel, then also can a person like change your mazel to live longer, or change your mazel to like by their deeds, or like Or is each person connected to each individual star? Or is each person connected to like a whole constellation of it? Or is it like, I'm confused.
Okay, so we're just really scratching the surface. In terms of one or many stars related to an individual person, I don't know. Like what corresponds to each and every person? I don't know if that's one or a group. And in terms of what happens, like that Rahman al-Islam, that sad situation you mentioned, it doesn't mean that the way that decree came down was governed by however that came down, whichever mazel or constellation. Hashem made that decree. The way it came down into our world was through that particular funnel, and that's what happened to that child. The stars and the planets and the malachim above them, they don't determine anything. They're all agents of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. And that's just the way it comes down. So he mentions here Chayim, life. So an individual person receiving life from Hashem, it comes down in a certain way. All of our life comes down into the world through a particular, you might say, pipeline. And Osher, wealth. Wealth comes down into this world in a certain way, Bichlal. And then Bifrat, for every individual, what they have, what their blessing is in terms of Osher, comes down in a very specific way. And Chochma and Zerah. So he mentioned Zerah, children, here as well. But we always have to be extremely careful not to attribute any type of ratzon to these stars or constellations. They have no ratzon. They are pipelines. And through them, everything that Hashem decrees above comes down into our world. Doria, please. Okay, so now he's about to get to that. And yes, Ein Mazel Yisrael, that this is really talking about Teva. That's the way the world functions in its natural order. This process, part of Teva. But Ein Mazel Yisrael, a Jewish person, can rise above Teva. We see it with Avraham Avinu. Hashem says to him, say, go out. So the pshat is, go out from your tent and look. But Rashi says from the Chachamim, it means, say min ha-mazel. Go out from your predetermined mazel, because I'm lifting you above that now. You are above the stars. So for Klal Yisrael, Ein Mazel Yisrael, this pipeline affects us. We live in the physical world, but we have the ability to rise above it. Please. Right.
Trillions of light years
right.
away from us.
Right.
And we are supposed to understand that somehow coming to us, or is
it? Yeah, yeah.
Even the ones we can't see have no...
Everything. And he says up there, the kochavim, that's a general world. It means everything that's out there. And now, of course, with contemporary science, it's even more fascinating because you get a glimpse, a little bit more of a glimpse than what's out there, at least in the physical universe, and to see another galaxy, and it's just overwhelming and amazing. And here we are, this little tip of reality, but all of that is coming down for the sake of what needs to happen here in our world, to us, to people, of course, to Klal Yisrael. Yeah. Yeah, Sarah, please. Right.
But this seems to suggest that it's really the malach is above nature, and that
yes.
the natural order takes over. It's not really that the malach came down below.
The malach is part of the order of Teva. It's part of the order of nature. Now, what's tricky about that is we associate nature with the physical world. But nature means the fixed hashpa'ah, the fixed emanation, the day-to-day reality that God sends down into the world, hamachadesh betuvo b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh bereishis. That's happening every single day. And all of the spiritual olamos and the malachim and the planets, they are all the pipelines for the world of nature to continue its workings. And a malach is part of that. So we said that a malach is appointed over every blade of grass, and that's what the Chachamim say, that's true. And also, when the malach, you know, taps on the blade of grass, whatever that means, that the Chachamim say, the last part of that tap is coming down through the stars. The Moloch's in charge of it. There's kind of like, he's sending it through that particular star, that particular constellation. He's like, he's aiming it just right to go down to the, oh, got that grass, got that tree. You know, it's all coming down. This is the last level. So the Moloch does have koach to deliver what's up there down here. The pipeline through which the Malachim deliver that koach is what he's talking about here. But that's all teva. That's all part of the regular day-to-day working of the universe. We're not talking about the miraculous and the abilities of Klal Yisrael, although we do live amongst this. Yeah, please, Rabbi.
It sounds like this is the first transition into physical.
Right.
But everything's coming down in spiritual.
Spiritual, reality. Spiritual,
now
spiritual.
These heavenly bodies. Now it's the same pathway going through those same, you know, appointees. But now it's transferred into a physical.
Right,
body.
That's the step. That's the step of spiritual into physical, is that very last line on Hishtal Shalus, the planets to us. Yeah. Ilana, please, yeah. Okay, so we're going to see this shortly, but the problem is they only see a very small part of the picture. What's known as astrology in the world, right. So most of that is just, you know, silly and extremely general. So you can read it and say, yeah, that applies to me. So, but let's say astrology in its true sense, where there's a real chachma there, they're only seeing a little bit of the picture when they read the heavens and they read the stars. Because what they don't see is what lies above the stars. That whole pipeline that comes down from the Kochos down to the Malachim. They're seeing the patterns in the heavens, and they have significance. So earlier astrologers that are mentioned in the Torah, those Paro's wise men, they were all Chachamim in astrology, and they could see in the sky things that were going to happen. Sometimes they were right, but not always, because they can't see the whole picture. So there's Chachma there, but we can't be swayed by that, or even we can't be feel like we're determined by that, because that's still in the realm of Teva. Two things. Number one, they might be misreading it, and they don't see the whole picture. Three, we, Klal Yisrael, can change the picture as well by reaching above the stars, and they can't see that. So a couple of examples. One is when Bnei Yisrael are leaving Mitzrayim. So Paro says to Moshe, Ru'u ki ra'a neged p'neichem. Look and see that there's evil out there that's going to happen to you. Paro says to Moshe, you can't go out there into the Midbar. Ra'a k'neged p'neichem. So Rashi says Paro is telling him that he knows from his astrologers that there's blood in the stars. You can see blood in the stars. So he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, look, go see the blood in the stars. And that was true, there was. So what happened to that? That became Dam Mila. So they saw blood, and they used it as a threat against Moshe. We said, sorry, that doesn't apply to us. Maybe it says blood, but we'll see. And it meant Dam Bikdusha, not death, not violence, but Bris Mila. So that's what they see, a little glimpse, and not the whole thing, and they can be wrong. And as I said, it can also be changed. Mukabalim, sure, and even the Chachamim, I shouldn't say even, Kol Shekein, the Chachamim in the time of the Gemara, the Tanoim and Amoraim, they talk about things that are happening in the stars. Shmuel, one of the great Amoraim in Shas, it says that he was Baki Bishvilei Derekia, like he was Bishvilei Nehardoa, that he knew the pathways of heaven the same way he knew the streets in his city. His city was Nehardoa in Bovel. So you can imagine, like we know it's Reichertown Road and Park Heights Avenue. Even the Baltimore is a little confusing with all the twisty streets. But you get used to it and you kind of know, like you have a layout in your mind, like where is this, where is that? So Shmuel had that Hasoga of Shemayim. To him, he had the whole map laid out like his hometown. Please, yeah.
One sense it's comforting that there are thousands of levels above the stars. And obviously, Hashem has to be above the stars and above the galaxies. But by the same token, it's so far away. I always envision these levels coming down, you know, kind of where we could see them, little veils. But now, all of a sudden, we're hearing that the closest level is so far away, right. And it makes Hashem feel more distant.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Now, those spiritual forces that we're talking about, they're right here in front of us. Because remember that Ruchnius has no space. So our world has distance, closeness, the stars a billion miles away, light years away. That's our world. In spiritual reality, there's no distance. So those kochos that are coming down through the stars, they're right here. If we could see Ruchnius, if we could see spiritual reality, we would see it right here in front of our faces. The way that manifests in physicality is distance. There's higher, there's lower. Because those are, in spiritual terms, those are concepts. High is a concept, low is a concept, near is a concept, distant is a concept. In spiritual terms, those are one reality. In physical terms, it becomes the way we are familiar with it. So all of those things are right here in front of us, even though the sun is 93 million miles away. It's right here. And of course, Hashem Yisbarach is right here in front of us. He's not distant at all. God is present. He's above the whole system. He created it. And he is kivyocho, so to speak, within. He's right here. So when it comes to these things, there's no distance between us and them. That's just our spiritual, pardon me, our physical reality.
Thanks.
Sure. Yeah, please.
So is the Earth the center of this universe, and then all the stars and everything are aimed right at Earth?
Right.
And if that's the case, then what happens when we go out into space and then we kind of mess with some of these things, or right. We accidentally blow up a star, or whatever. Does that mess up something, or does it change the mazel?
It messes it up in the same way that, let's say, we would blow something up down here in our world. That's part of physical reality, too. So even though there is a higher level that the Hashpa comes down through them, it's one part of the universe. Man has the ability to destroy, just like he has the ability to build. So if we do something, it could be harmful, but it can also be repaired. Anything that can be destroyed can be repaired. So if we're out there in space, then we're wandering around the physical world that God gave us, now out there in Shemayim, but the principles are still the same. Because the center is the earth, but the true center is man. So if man ventures out there and walks on the moon, so he's still the center doing whatever he's doing up there. It's coming through him. And there was one more thing I wanted to say about that. Yes. This also gives us an insight about why the Chachamim say the Earth is the center of the universe, right? Because all the scientists laugh at that. They said, the sun. Everything goes around the sun. Right, so what are we talking about, that the Earth is the center? Everything revolves around the Earth. Is that a physical reality or is that a spiritual reality? If it's a spiritual reality, then that's undisputed truth. It all revolves around the Earth. If it's a physical reality, then of course it looks like when you go out into the heavens that everything is going around the sun. But I saw a fascinating article by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was well-versed in all wisdoms. So I don't understand this fully. I just want you to know that. So he was talking with some scientists about this idea. And he said to them that once you have the theory and the concept of relativity, then you can't say that anything is moving around anything else. You have to choose your point of reference. So you chose the sun, I choose the earth. I don't know all the science behind that, okay? Ask a scientist. But he did. And so we are saying the Earth is our point of reference, because what orbits around something else is relative. Okay, yes, please. No, it's a simon. It does mean something's happening. If there's an eclipse, partial or full eclipse, it's happening in the heavens, so it is a simon. But it's not a bad simon. Now, a lot of cultures have a lot of superstitions attached to those things. We don't. We don't have those superstitions. Just another sign in the heavens for things that are coming down into the world. And the truth is, we see from the Ramchal, it's happening all the time. That just happens to be a more noticeable one. Yeah, please, Julie.
So do you think that, I mean, we have all these galaxies and this vastness now.
Right.
We're learning this whole thing, and which makes, you know, Earth and mankind more...
Small?
Not small. Okay. No, I'm not thinking small.
You're the other way. Okay.
Right. It seems very powerful. To me it's like Hashem is creating, I'm asking you what you think, but I'm saying it sounds like he created this whole thing in this all system outside of us and all these galaxies to bring down to us, you know, this vastness, which could mean, you know, that the relevance of mankind, especially the Jews, is extremely, like, it makes it more, it makes you more,
powerful, influential.
Yeah, just that there's more, there's this whole system and all these things outside of us. Mm-hmm. Were created, you know, which is so vast. Like, there's, what's the reason that he's Hashem? There's some kind of teaching to that, that, you know, to that we, that our beings, each one of us, the level of what could the responsibility, maybe that's the word, the responsibility is great, because you have this whole reality which, you know, obviously outside of us, people think that other planets, there's life on other planets, and there's all these. But we're not. We're saying that all these planets, everything, is really to center on, you know, Earth.
Right.
And by that definition, it's man. And by that definition, it's the Jews within man. So I'm not asking you what you think, but I'm. That's what I.
I agree with you, and that is Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam. That's what I'm going to say. The whole world was created for me. So now we have a little bigger glimpse on what we mean when we say the whole world. So now to expand it, but the truth is it's even much bigger than that. So Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, that's the whole picture, the whole universe, all of these systems and the ones we know about and the ones we don't know about, it's all for the sake of Klal Yisrael. And the things which influence our lifetime, some of them are known and some of them are not known. The terminology for that in Chassidus is Panimi and Makif. Panimi means inner, those are the things we can grasp. Makif means it's surrounding us, we can't grasp it, it's beyond us. And there are many more things that influence our lives that are in the Makif realm, the things that we don't know about, than are in the Panimi realm, in the things that we do know about. What we grasp is literally the tip of the iceberg of all the influences that are affecting human life. And so he said, well, that's a lot to worry about. You don't have to worry about it. God's taking care of that. All we need to do is do what we do here in our world, our Torah, our mitzvot, and everything else falls in line. It's all meshubat. It's all bound to Torah and mitzvot. But the responsibility is great. But just before I get to the rest of your questions, I wanted to read through to the end, and then I'll get to the few that are left. Letter Gimel. Vihine. Nishtabdu lozeh ha-seder kol b'nei adam gamke. This seder, this pattern of reality, everything is meshubad to it, it's bound to it, including people. Lehis hadesh bohem kefi ma sheyimashech lohem min ha-ma'aracha. That everything needs to come down brand new into the world each and every day. That's lehis hadesh. According to this ma'aracha, this pattern in Shemayim. Amnam, however, kvar efshar shetivutal toledes ha-kochavim. This is what some of you touched on. It's possible that this step, the influence of the stars, the delivery of the stars into our world, it can become batal. It can become nullified. Mikoach chazak ha'elyon mehem, from a higher force, a stronger force than them. Va'yisod ze amru ein mazel liYisrael. As the Chachamim said, there is no mazel to the Jewish people. This is all in the realm of mazel, natural reality. But ein mazel liYisrael, Klal Yisrael is a higher force than this, and at any time that higher force may be sholeit, can rule over this vast world of stars and patterns. Ki koach gezeirasa yisborach shema, because Hashem's decree, v'hashpa'asa, when God's influence and his emanations, gover al hakoach hamutba, can always override, in that word mutba is teva, can always override that teva which has been impressed in these patterns, b'hashpa'as ha-ma'aracha, in the influence of the ma'aracha. Hashem's koach can be, of course, gover on that, v'tihiyeh ha-tolada l'fi ha-ashpa'a ha-olyona. And then what happens in the world is not according to what you see in the stars. The stars look like one thing, but Hashem is saying, sorry, we're going to do something else now. And he sends it down into the world. He's in charge. Below the fi hashpa'a sama'aracha. And it comes down like that and not according to the pattern, the visible pattern of the stars and the planets and the constellations. Okay, this one, so we'll finish it off. Va'amnam, however, Mishpatei ha-hashpa'a hazo shel ha-kochavim gam heim mugbon. So first of all, the laws, the regulations, the mishpatim of this hashpa'a, the way everything's coming down into the world through the stars, it's mugbal. It has limits, it has parameters, it has definitions. Kefi ma shegozra hechachma ha'ayona heyoso no'us, as Hashem decreed in his wisdom, is just right and just fine. This goes to your question, Ilana. Some of these pathways, noda'im, are known. Lefi sidre hamabatim, according to those who gaze at the stars. They see patterns, they see things up there that are repeating themselves, and they start to understand the way the stars work. Vehu masha masigim hovrei hashamayim. And that's what astrologers perceive. They, in that wisdom, they're looking at the patterns and they are understanding certain things. Achein, however, lo kol amita sidoreha miskales bazeh. The truth of the system is not revealed in this way. Just the facade, just the veneer. Look at the stars and see that pattern. That is revealed. But what's above them is not revealed. Al kein lo yasigu hachozim bekochavim, elo kitsas mehoinyonim hoasidim. That's why those who are stargazers, astrologers, can only perceive a little bit of future events that will happen or may happen because they're reading the veneer, the facade. So they can see certain things. The lobish lameless, but they don't have the whole picture. The kol shekain, and certainly and all the more so, shekavar yesh bitul l'toldosam. Not only do they not see the whole picture, but even what they do see can be nullified. Ein mazel liYisrael. It can be switched, overridden. Kamosha zacharnu, as we said. Vaze amru chachamenu zichonam libracha, as our chachamim said, and a Pasuk in Yeshaya, may asher, from those things that are up there in Shemayim, v'lo kol asher, but not all of those things that are up there in the Shemayim. the Chozim, the Hovrei HaShemayim, the astrologers can see some of the picture, velo kol, but not all of the picture. So that's this last point, two very important things. Even if it looks a certain way, Hashem can override it. Not only that, but it looks a certain way, but what is above that is different, and they're seeing just a partial glimpse. Okay, there were a couple more questions. Elka, please, yeah.
I have two questions.
Please. That's basically the same thing. When we refer to the Shekhinah, we are referring to the presence of Hashem. So Hashem is completely beyond everything,
right.
But at the same time, he's right in front of us. He's not up there somewhere. He's right here.
But what does that mean?
He's veiled. He's concealed, you know, over and over again. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But then when we say that the Shekhinah came with us in Golus,
that's another step, you know, further into the darkness of this world. Eretz Yisrael is a brighter place. Much more light, much more Kedusha, Golus is not. And that Chazal, that the Shekhinah goes with us, is telling us two things. Of course, more than that, but these two things. One, that the Shekhinah goes even deeper into the darkness of this world when it leaves Eretz Yisrael and has to go into Galus, so that's a sad thing. But the strengthening part of that is that the Shekhinah is with us. And it comes down with us, and it also takes us out from this Galus. And it's here with us. Imo Anochi Betzara. Hashem says, I'm with you in Tzara, in hard times. That refers to Galus as well. So the Shekhinah is here, it helps us here, it strengthens us here. And that's what you see also in certain Sforim, that Tzadikim are mispalel about the Golus HaShekhinah. Tzadikim daven about the exile of the Shekhinah. And they feel for the exile of the Shekhinah that it should be restored to its rightful place.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Would that be versus the delivery of the influence? Because when you say the influence, to me it sounds like they may have a right song.
The delivery of the influence is a better way to say. I like the word emanation much more than the word influence. In modern Hebrew, the word hashpa'a is an influence. Because you are like emanating to somebody. You're affecting them. That's why it's that word, shefa. But in this context, it really is talking about emanating delivery to our world. Yeah, Edison, please.
I guess I understand is when we were in the beginning, things down here affect up there,
and then
we respond to that.
Right.
So if you're reading astrology, that's not why something's happening. You could understand what is happening, but why that's happening has to do with midos, kohos,
right.
And why that's happening is in response to what's happening here. So what's going to happen is always determined down here, and it could look a certain way here, but if something changes here, then that's going to change. But is that only for Jews? Is there some system, it sounds like this is saying, that, because when you say that Ein Mazel Yisrael, it seems to say that yes, that's how it works for Yisrael, but for everyone else, those Mazalim are fixed. And they don't change according to something down here that goes up there that
right.
Then changes that.
Right. So there's two tenuas, the Ramchal calls them tenuas, two general movements in the universe. One is from up downward, that's Teva, and one is from down upward, that's Bechira. And they're both happening at all times. So in terms of Teva, it's Hashem sending down the daily workings of reality from Shemayim. And they see, these astrologers, they see what's coming down to the extent, the limited extent that they could see it. But you're right, in terms of what we do down here, Klal Yisrael, which then goes all the way up there and reorders the system, they can't see that. So that part is beyond them. That's a Claudius role specific reality. And it's the other question, in terms of the Uma soul, they can't do that.
That's what I'm saying. Can only we can reorder yes. what's going on
right.
with the stars.
Right. They are subject to the world of Teva, constellations. Like Esav is Yoresh Olam Hazeh. That's all Olam Hazeh stuff. They are Yoresh that. That's theirs. But we can go above that. They can't.
So when they see something in the stars, that's it for them.
They're seeing their world, right.
And if they can really understand it, whatever is destined to happen will happen.
Yes. And the ones that are truly honest amongst those people in history, and some of them are in Tanakh, they know that their view is off. Some of them are so delusional that they believe in their own false reality. Nevi'e Sheker.
Bilam, what did he know?
Yeah, but Bilam seems to know, you know, that what Rishus was, and that he was a Rasha. He has a few places there in his psukim in Parshas Bolak, where he wants to die the way a Jew dies. Tammuz nafshi mos yisharim, right? He knows, but he's immersed in his rishis. Not all rishoyim are like that. They're just completely in their rishis and they don't know anything else. But some know, and in a certain way that's worse, because they know that there's a higher force beyond them of Kedusha, and they are in conflict with that force. So Bilam is like that person. That's a real Rasha. Yeah, please, Mr. Sherman.
Can non-Jewish people still affect a gezeira which has been made for them? Like a chassidei umas olam, maybe they don't, you know, are not thinking about it, that they're changing a gezeira, but is there?
To my knowledge, they can. They can influence their sar, right? So each of the Shivim Umos has a sar, a malach, that's over that nation. And that's down there, you know, on the chain, that sar is down there. It's not like Klal Yisrael, which is higher up. But within that realm that they have, I don't know how far up that goes, within the realm that they have, the Ramchal says elsewhere, they can influence both in terms of their spiritual life and in terms of their physical life. So they don't change the whole system. That's strictly in the hands of Klal Yisrael. But in their realm, the nation that they live in, the Malach that they live under, Lechora, they can make certain changes. But they don't contribute to, this is straight from the Ramchal, they do not contribute to the revelation of Hashem's presence in the world or the lack of it. That's a Klal Yisrael thing. Ha'oras Panim and Hester Panim is in the hands of Klal Yisrael. Through Torah and mitzvahs. Yes, please, Mrs. Beatty.
In Gimel, I just would like to clarify something.
Which part?
Gimel.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Omnam kvar afshar shetevutal toledet hakochavim mikoach hazak elyon mehem." So there, does he refer to Ribono Shel Olam, or he's referring to a higher power that has influence on the lower power?
So first he's talking about Ein Mazal Yisroel, which means a higher power than they are, which is us.
Right.
And our ability is to go up there and change the world. So, V'yisod ze amru Ein Mazal Yisroel. So we are the Koach Chazok Elyon, and what we can affect. And of course, over and above that is Hashem is in charge of the whole system, and he can change anything at any time, kefi ritzono. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 1 second. Yeah, please, Mrs. Klein, yeah.
This sounds funny, but why do you have such intricate... I mean, it's... Hashem could have made it much easier.
Right. Right. I want to tell you my take on that, okay? People who learn Gemara very, very deeply. Right? You can learn Gemara on many, many different levels. And you can learn Gemara and Rashi and understand the logic and you can go a little deeper and understand. You can learn Gemara on extremely deep, subtle levels. Great people, like in our times, Rav Chaim Brisker and his whole school of thought, great, great people. And it just never ends. So why? Because it demonstrates to a small extent the chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It never ends. So if Hashem made a simple world, so to speak, that does not demonstrate His chachma. The world is so brilliant and beyond brilliant that you, in any discipline that a person studies, you can go further and further and further, ve'en ledover sov, and kol shekein with the Torah itself. Then you have those who study Kabbalah at deep levels, life at deep levels. I don't mean to say this as taking Hashem down. It could come across that Hashem is brilliant, right? He's much more than brilliant. But that's what it's demonstrating, that how much chokhmah there is in the world is a reflection of the one who made the world, and it's just not even a drop in the sea of his chokhmah. And we have to know that. We need to be sometimes in our life struck by the chokhmah that's in this world. That's how I see it. Please, Mrs. Nager.
You know, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
There's so much going on in the world today.
Right. Well, tell me what you mean.
They don't have the power to change us. I'm wondering why our Obama doesn't look into the stars and know how to handle all this violence that's coming here, right? Is this a passing violence? Is it something that America has to attack? Because they are within the muzzle.
Yeah. Right.
And you know, that's right. Astrology, but it's according to what we're saying here, true science.
Yeah, it is. And well, it's actually more than science because they're talking about signs and things like that.
I'm wondering why it's not being used.
It's because it's poo-pooed, because remember that in science they're very precise, and anything which is beyond the realm of precision and being able to measure and look at it, then they don't deal with that. That's not science anymore. And this is beyond. Astronomy is in the realm of science. Astrology is not. So they don't look at that in this way as a chokhmah. Although you read about some of these people's personal lives, and they do consult with all kinds of strange people. Right. They have their signs here, you know, in our town, right? People do that.
Yeah.
I want to take a minute also to wish Mazel Tov to Rabbi Mrs. Nager, the Meir Hachnas of Sefer Torah this past week, and Mazel Tov to you, Nachas and Bracha. Yeah. Amen. Please, Sandy, yeah. Amen. Yeah.
A non-Jewish person can't affect the whole
does not affect the whole picture,
but
right?
Can a Jewish person affect what happens to a non-Jewish person by what their actions
yes,
do?
Yes, you could. You could. Because the olam is given to Klal Yisrael, that same concept of Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam, and that includes everything that's in it, the Umos Ha'olam as well. So yes, we could.
What we do affects everything yes. that happens in our world.
Right, everything, all levels of reality. And of course, you know, that's a great responsibility, but it's occurring within the way that Hashem wants it to occur. We can't let it get to our head. In other words, Hashem, the Melech Malchei Hamlachim. I can just I'll take two more. Linda, I didn't get to it yet. Please go ahead. Yeah. Usually not. I'm not fooled by that anymore.
Why can't we believe that the 10 missing, you know,
tribes
are out there where that there's another Klai Yisrael or a million other Klai Yisraels out there doing exactly what we're doing.
I'll tell you why. Because of Matan Torah. There's only one Matan Torah at Har Sinai.
Not Matan Torah there.
In my opinion, there could be quote-unquote life on other planets, so to speak, like animals. Whatever that means, some being, but not human. This is the makom for human life. This is the makom for Jewish people. There's Har Sinai, there's Torah, there's mitzvos. That's universal, and it comes through our world. So, to me, that can only occur in our world. There can't be more than one Har Sinai. That changes, that flips the Torah on it. There's two Torahs? It's not possible. But what happened at Har Sinai does include the whole universe. What happened there is a universal revelation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The seven heavens split open at the time of Matan Torah. Klal Yisrael saw all the way up, so to speak, into Shemayim. That's not confined to the earth. It happened on the earth, but it was a universal, not in the contemporary universal experience. It was a Jewish experience, but it affected and was revealed in all worlds. That can only happen here. But if there's a lizard up there somewhere, that wouldn't contradict the Yiddishkeit. It's another animal somewhere in the world. It's okay. I know I got two more, but I was motioned to that we're over. So, Bezras Hashem, I can answer you after class. And have a great week, everybody. Good to see you. All the best.